We're in Simen Shin Aleph. We are up to Sif Lamed Gimel, and we'll be doing from Lamed Gimel through Lamed Vav. Lamed Gimel also lotzes b'Shabbos, but also b'kesef v'zolot ha'tfurim b'vigdo. You're not allowed to walk out on Shabbos with money or gold and silver that is sewed into your clothing. He says here that it's osur. It is not considered bottle to the beged, so it's choshev on its own. The question is, why aren't you chayev chatas? Because this is not a normal way to carry things. The normal way to carry things is not to sew them into your clothing. Haga v'yesh matirim b'mokim pseida. There are those who are makel, and when there's a chash of loss, sheyore sheyigzlu mimenu imyanichim b'bayis v'yelach mehem. Because he's afraid if he leaves it at home, someone is going to steal it. So there, Chazal prefer that you sew it into your clothing and carry it out in a way that's a derabanan, rather than you actually be tempted to carry it out, or better yet, that you're going to dig a hole to hide it in, and you're going to be over on Malacha Daraisa. V'chein nogim lo'akelim tzorech lotzis. Says the Ramah, that is the minig if you have to leave. Stay home. Who tells you to leave the house? We must be talking about a place where you're afraid to stay home, because they're going to get wind of the fact that you're afraid to leave the house. It must be that you're guarding your money there, and they're going to come in and take it by force. So if you have to leave your house, here Chazal preferred that you carry a derech shinui sewed into your clothing, rather than give you the nisoyin of doing a malacha daraisa to save it. But otherwise, you should be machmir. Well, obviously, we're talking about where it was sewn into your clothing on Erev Shabbos. What happens if you didn't sew it into your clothing and you have to leave the house because you're afraid they're going to steal it from you? Chazal were matir, carrying it b'shinui. For example, put it between your clothing and your skin. That would be considered a shinui, and that would be mutter. The Mishnah Berurah also brings down that if it's sewn into your clothing and you don't have to leave the house, then you shouldn't even wear it in the house. Mechashta, you forget yourself and walk out because it's in your clothing. So you put on your clothing, you walk out. Sif Lamed Dalet. Yotzei Adam Besuder Hamakupol Al Kseifav. Someone is allowed to walk out with a suder, which is something that they used to cover their heads and maybe the neck. You can put this on your shoulders. Afal pi shein nima kruch al etzbo, even though there isn't the thread that's attaching it to your finger, there was a daya that unless it's attached to your finger in a way that even when it falls off your shoulders, you're still holding on to it, there's a shashti, you'll come carry it. Kamash malon, that we don't paskin like that, and as long as it's sitting on your shoulders, it's mutter. V'meina suder chofer rosh avarubo, what if this is too small to cover your head so it's not called a beged? Unless you tied it to yourself. If it's not large enough to have a shame beged, you have to tie it to yourself by way of a knot. Otherwise, it would be usser. If the derech is to wear it that way during the week, we're talking about this whole sif is only talking about where the derech is to wear it that way in the week. If it's not the derech to wear it that way in the week, then we've already learned before, just putting something on your shoulders doesn't give it a din of a beged. Sif lamed hey, levodim hakoshim, heartfelt, osur lihaviyim bershisarabim ober karmelis kishu mutav behem. Someone wants to carry felt from one place to another, so he puts it on like clothing. That's osur. V'meinim koshim harbe mutter. If they're not very hard, then it's mutter. The reason being that since it's very hard, we don't call it a malbush. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that according to the Rambam, even if it's not very hard, it has to be very thin. Sif lamed vav. Mutter lotzes b'Shabbos b'shnei malbushim zal gadizeh. You're allowed to wear two articles of clothing, one on top of the other. Bein l'tzorcho, bein l'tzorach haveiro, whether you need it yourself or you're carrying it for somebody else to bring it to him. Bein shem shnei chalukim, bein shem shnei sarbolim, pirasal b'ksusa elyon, whether it's an undergarment, an overgarment. Bein shem shnei chaguris, even if it's two belts, zu al gavzu. Vafila in malbush mas mafsik beinayim. The machaber shita is you can wear one belt on another one, even though there's no clothing in between. Hagol, with regard to a belt, the Rama argues v'yesh osim shtei chaguris zalze ella im kein malbush mafsik beinayim. You can only wear two belts if you have a garment between them, but otherwise a second belt doesn't accomplish anything. A belt is different than all other malbushim. Other malbushim also warm you. A belt does not warm you. So it would only be considered a beged if it's on top of another belt, if there's another beged in between, and another beged, because every beged is allowed to have a belt. This is the shita of the Ramah. Lamai say it's only an Isser Durabanon. The Mishnah Berurah says that in a place where people have an underbelt and an overbelt, in other words, one holds the clothing, the other one makes it look nice, that would not be Isser because it's Derech Levisha. The poskim talk about people who have a belt and a gartel. So if the belt if the belt is under the jacket and then the gartel is on top of the jacket, that's certainly mutter. The question is, if you have a belt and a gartel under the jacket, for those who wear it that way, if that's going to be mutter, do we say it's like having two belts without anything that's mafsik, or is it more like an underbelt and an overbelt where the derech is to wear both of them? The chain roy linhog, you should be knowing like that, not to wear a belt on another one without a beged in between. Umutur lulbo shnei kovim zelze, v'chein shnei amfilols, you're allowed to wear two hats as well as two pairs of socks. Since you're wearing a derech levisha, it's going to be mutter.